Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, everybody, across the country and the world. It's that time again. It's a little madness on Mondays. It's Talk Geek with Tyler Brook podcast, live from Pearl River, New York. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing this in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631 is the studio line number. And if you happen to miss it and you want to catch it later and you're sitting around with some friends, campfire setting with marshmallows, kumbaya, whatever it is, catch the archive, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more of him, less of me, let me lay the red carpet down, podium's in its place, hand off the mic to threes. Tyler, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And it looks like you had this guest on before, you're bringing him back, so that's a good thing.
Thanks, Mark. Hello, everybody. If you want to get a hold of me, either for my autograph, you want to pick my brain about something, you want to get some merch, or if you want to be a guest on my lovely show, don't feel free to reach out to your friendly neighborhood Tyler Man, both on Facebook and Instagram. And if you're happy to do so with the latter two options, please make sure you vote for me for Cosplay Star, as I zooma, 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 dance around as queen. Speaking of which, Michael, how are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm great. Thank you for having me back on.
No problem. Before we go any further, would you like to tell the audience about yourself, who you are, what you do, where you can be found, all that other fun stuff?
Yeah, sure. Hello, everyone. My name is Michael Brogdon. I am from Staten Island, New York. I am a cosplayer, and also I'm also going to be on the voting for Cosplay Star as well. I currently have a few projects going on, but you guys can find me on Instagram at RedRanger2134.
Terrific. And remember, just because I have him on the show doesn't mean I want y'all voting for him. Without further ado, yes, let's just go on the wonderful topic that is Conventions 101. For those of you that don't know, conventions are essentially what we refer to as a gathering of like-minded individuals. Or they be Comic-Cons, they be anime conventions. You see them in many movies. TED 2, one of the most famous examples thereof. And we're going to be telling you what you need to know for them, what you don't need to them. Mike, what was your very first convention that you recall off the top of your head?
New York Comic Con 2013.
The New York Comic Con or a Comic Con in New York?
The New York Comic Con.
Wow, so everything else just looks like crap by comparison.
You can say that.
And I'm just saying, it's like sampling beef for the first time and getting a nice slice of prime rib. Like, wow, this burger is shit. What do you mean? This is a local burger. Well, yeah, I've had prime rib before. It's like, oh, okay, see, there's your problem. You started off with the best of the best. And now everything else sucks by comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that said, let's start with some safety tips for conventions. First off, I would recommend going with a group, especially if you've never been to a convention before or this particular area. Always have that one destination for, remember people, if we're lost, we can always come back here. So, you know, always try to keep in touch, well communicated, and so on and so forth. Do you agree with this, Mike?
I agree with that 110% because you never know, because you can get lost, you don't know where you are, it's your first time, anything could happen.
It could. It's not mandatory that you go with somebody else. I have gone by myself to some smaller conventions for networking purposes, but I would recommend, if you're not familiar with the area, I do recommend going with somebody else. We got our first comment. Carol from Des Moines, Iowa. Hey, guys, listening live. It's cold out here. I am driving. Can't wait for the summer blockbusters. How about you? Well, Carl, sorry, by the way. My glasses are dirty. They got to get dirty. Carl, I'm not driving. I'm out here talking to all y'all. I don't think I can do that. Look at the computer screen and so on and so forth. But as of the summer blockbuster, honestly, it feels like everything's getting rebooted. I mean, don't get me wrong. Financially, I understand why reboots need to happen. But it feels like a lot of the summer movies we're going to be getting will be reboots. Little Mermaid, Transformers, and so on and so forth. Albert from Poway, California says, are you got Twilight Zone? Just watch a marathon on YouTube. Occasional Twilight Zone fan. I really don't know anybody that watches Twilight Zone to the same degree you have, but I do remember every year on the Sci-Fi Network, they hosted a marathon of Twilight Zone episodes, and I'd watch it with my dad. Very nostalgic memory. But back to our topic of conventions 101, remember, just because people dress sexually, like, say, the slave girl from Star Wars, or Ryuko Matoi from Kill la Kill, or hell, even Beast and his little Speedos, doesn't mean it's for necessarily foreplay. Have you ever had this issue with Mike?
Oh, where do I begin? I mean, there was one time I was wearing my Green Arrow cosplay, and you know it was like form to fit, you know.
I do.
Let's just say it was very, very, very not embarrassing per se, more like I kept on having some females and some males follow me, and I was with my children at the time. So you can guess how that went.
So, Mike, I'm going to tell you what I've noticed a lot about the convention attendees. May I?
Good.
Feels like a lot of them are socially awkward and don't really have the same social graces most neuronormal people would have. And as such, these conventions are their real way of getting outside the world. And as such, that kind of hinders their ability. Would you agree with this?
I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean it's a sad stereotype that the media has portrayed, that many geeks, nerds, whatever you want to call us, are socially awkward, but it's a stereotype that holds water, like many of stereotypes that do exist. Now, I'm not saying we should reaffirm this stereotype, but I will absolutely agree it does exist for a very good reason. But what's the takeaway from this little stereotype cutaway bit? Cosplay does not equal consent. You can be freaking Mystique from the X-Men movie franchise, but that does not give you the right to grope.
I totally agree, 100%.
Sometimes it's just a matter of self-expression. For those of you that do want to get into cosplaying, I recommend the anime My Dress Up Darling. It's a very nice slice of life anime that deals with the subtle nuances of cosplay, not just with the what they're cosplaying as, but the measurements thereof. It is currently found on Crunchyroll, Funimation, and some less-than-legal websites if you're willing to get a little risky. But, Mike, are there any shows or movies you believe portray cosplaying well? All right, looks like we lost Mike. Anywho, so we discovered cosplaying. We've discovered the ins and outs of group safety, and we've also discovered cosplaying not equal consent. And here's one thing I cannot stress well enough. Hydration. Now, it's a cliche at this point that you always need to stay hydrated, but con crud is a very real thing. So make sure you stay hydrated. And why does it happen? It's because people go with all these long terms without actually drinking, they overhydrate, and as such, they get a case of con crud. So make sure you drink out a bottle of water with you, or hell, even a Gatorade if you need to, but ultimately, I do recommend water. We got some callbacks. David from Lincoln, Nebraska. Hey, I like your analogy, Tyler. How about the government UFOs and the train derailment, just sitting back listening to you and the bank collapsing? Government UFOs, I don't know, I think it's like one of those, we got to keep them there in case, you know, kind of like a back pocket insurance thing. Like, we may not need them, but it's better to have something and not need it than to need something if we're not have it. Train derailments, there's a very good chance they're doing that on purpose, because the more money you spend, the better off we'll be. And for the banks collapsing, dude, we're in the middle of an inflation right now. Don't blame the banks. Seriously. We're going to start a slippery slope. We can trace that back all the way to China. And yes, you do your research. The COVID actually did start off in China, came to us, and the world, essentially, and so on and so forth. Oh, there you are, Michael. Hey.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. The call dropped.
Yeah, dude, what happened? If you're watching porn, just say so.
No. We're getting, like, over here in Staten Island, we're getting the beginnings of that Northeastern.
So we essentially just finished talking about con crud. Is this something you've ever had to deal with?
Oh, yeah. I've had to deal with a few. And honestly, the best thing to drink, water and electrolytes.
I would say water, more so than electrolytes. I would keep Gatorade as like a back pocket thing.
Yeah, I always do that whenever I'm in like my whenever I'm in my Power Ranger seats, because the helmet. Oh my goodness! Especially if when you're in the helmet, it's hard to breathe in there. So you gotta take it off a little bit and drink some water to stay hydrated.
Well, on top of that, that's part of the whole cosplaying aspect. Like, I do call this an art. I mean, even if it's just as simple as, say, getting a suit of a Power Ranger or something, there are more details to it, and as such, walking around in said suits can be exhausting, both mentally, because you're not used to wearing said clothes, and physically, because if you're in a room packed with people, it's definitely dehydrating, which is why I go as Queen from One Piece, because it definitely breathes nicer. Also, it's very body positive, so that's another reason why you should vote for me. He's just wearing another standard freaking Power Ranger costume, so I wouldn't worry too much about that, you know what I'm saying. So let's just recap for a second. Cosplaying does not equal consent. I don't really think I need to go further into that, but basically, if cosplaying equals consent, then I guess wearing a bathing suit equals consent. Obviously, it doesn't, but you know the slippery path I'm going for. Another thing that I can't stress enough, drink your water and electrolytes. We also talk about the art that goes into cosplay, and on top of that, we spoke about traveling in groups when it comes to your first time conventions, or even your first time attending a particular new location. For example, last year I attended the Terrificon in Mohegan Sun, and I went with a good buddy of mine. We kept in touch, like, okay, if we're lost, we're meeting in X, Y, and Z location. Also had the chance to meet Kevin Conroy, rest in power, dude, before he passed last year, November 11th.
Oh, wow. That was on my bucket list, to meet Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, I think it was like Destin, dude. It's crazy, right?
And actually next year, this will be my first time going to California to go to a Power Ranger convention called Power Morphicon.
Sorry. We just got our drum roll. And in honor of the new Ant-Man movie, we're going to give you a little trivia question from the main antagonist, Kang the Conqueror. Which ancient pharaoh was Kang known as? Again, which ancient pharaoh was Kang known as? Honestly, before we go any further, I just got to say, Mike, what is up with these MCU films?
I don't know, because I'm a big fan of the MCU films, but lately, some of them have been dropping the ball.
I mean, I feel like when they're not getting political, they're just losing all sense of what made it great. I mean, yeah, sure, Thor's now a dad, Iron Man's dead, Captain America got old, and Hulk is essentially depowered. Because for those of you that don't know, Hulk's whole thing is the angrier he gets, the stronger he gets. But once he has frickin' Bruce Banner's mind, he kind of loses all of his anger.
That is true.
So that's kind of a crippling factor for him.
It really is. And if you've seen She-Hulk turning it long, it defeats the whole purpose. I mean, don't get me wrong.
But considering how much money Disney's making between Marvel movies, the latest Star Wars piece of crap, and these god-awful live-action reboots, I'm not entirely worried for them.
My daughter asked me to go see the new live-action Little Mermaid.
I will not be seeing it. I know one of you, I know somewhere out there someone's asking me, the answer is I won't, because I respect for the original film. Because every time these people, Disney, by the way, do a live-action reboot, it's usually just a shot-for-shot of the original counterpart. Don't believe me? Watch the Lion King 2019 version, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
And Beauty and the Beast live-action.
No, pretty much all of them. Like, why don't we just do a live-action adaptation on an underrated film? If we had to do a live-action, like Atlantis: The Lost Empire or Treasure Planet.
Thank you.
The technology we have, they'd be phenomenal.
I agree with that 110%.
But then again, that's if we had to. Disney has the creativity to make new programs, but they'd rather piggyback on their old stuff. South Park did it best with the whole Memberberry episode. If you haven't seen it, I strongly suggest you do. Now, back to our topic of Conventions 101. We've discussed cosplaying, measurements. We've discussed group travels. We've discussed staying hydrated. Let's discuss food priorities. I mean, seriously. $15 for a goddamn hot dog in New York City? What the absolute fuck, people?
Thank you. Thank you. Someone said it. Thank you.
Seriously, unless Mark Hamill is serving me Set hot dog, I don't think I want Set hot dog. I mean, it's a conveniency price, sure. I kind of, business-wise, respect them for that, but ethically, I absolutely despise them for that. And on top of all off, what else do we have? I mean, honestly, you're just better off grabbing a big breakfast and then doing the convention there. And if you like need, like, small snacks, grab a thing of, like, Chex Mix or Trail Mix or water to stay hydrated. Drink plenty of water. That's only not rehydrating, but it's refilling.
Exactly. And then, well, for me, since I have children, I always pack small sandwiches.
Yeah, Jody from Park City, Utah. Inflation is killing us these days. Jody, I thank you. Which, speaking of, make sure you reach out to Patreon. Support your friendly neighborhood Tyler man and hook him up. Remember, as much as I like talking to y'all, a brother can't do it for free. But as far as money goes, if you haven't been to a convention center, I would recommend the merch room, the dealer's room, whichever room that supplies the stuff with somebody else, because you could end up spending hundreds, thousands of dollars. I mean, there's some people that can afford to do so. Of course, there are those people, there are only two types. The people who are very financially successful and those 30-year-old tit suckers that still live with their parents. Third, if we want to include the crippling debt one, but I don't really think we should.
No.
No, but, so let's just focus on these two, shall we?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, these people can magically afford these 20-foot figures of Miki-chan or whatever it is, but you can't afford to move out of your parents' house. Now, I know what you are thinking. Yes, I currently do live in my parents' house, but to be fair, both my parents do have cancer, and I promise I keep an eye on them. And on top of that, I'm going through some personal stuff. So it's they scratch my back, I scratch theirs kind of a thing. So it's not a financial debate. And a while back, I had my own bitch and bachelor pad. But because XYZ, my landlord, was going through, he needed me out so he could move a relative in. But I'm not going to dwell on that. I'm just going to dwell on the fact that conventions can be very expensive. And honestly, I would recommend saving the dealer's room for one of the last days. I mean, sure, some of the best merch will be gone, but your bank account will thank you for it.
I agree with that 110%.
But if you do want to get merch, just do the count of 10 rule. If you count to 10 and you still want it, then clearly you want it. If not, then it was just an impulse buy. And that's all it ever is. You got to think, wow, this is some amazing merch. But am I really going to need it? Like, seriously, half the shit I see at conventions, I would absolutely love to have. I don't buy them, but I would love to have them.
Exactly, because I think it was Comic Con, New York Comic Con that just passed last October.
New York Comic Con happened in October, so no.
I went as in my Rain Ranger cosplay. I'm walking around. I see a chilly, blue-eyed white dragon statue. So like 2,000 miles, I'm like, can my bank account really afford it? No.
Not in the dark, Michael. You live in a small Staten Island apartment, right?
Yep.
Yeah, there's no way your apartment could afford a blue-eyes white dragon statue.
Exactly. So I'm looking like, could I put this in
downtown my bank living account? In the big city, folks. Not a lot of space.
Mm-mm. I'm like, can I put this in my parents' house?
But we got 7 minutes left, so let's wrap up with the myriads of guests that we've seen there. Is there anybody you've met that you feel like deserves a special shout-out for these conventions? And I don't mean people like your friendly neighborhood Tyler Man. I mean, like, people that have actually made guest appearances at these conventions.
Yes, actually a few. My first Comic-Con, I actually met the original Green Ranger, rest in peace to Jason David Frank.
Solid.
So, yeah, I wanted to give a special shout-out to him and his family. And then I've met Johnny Young Bosch. I've met the voice the Christopher Sabat, the voice of Vegeta.
Sounds like you've met a lot of famous people. So here's what I'm going to drop all y'all information-wise. These people can be as high top tier as Mark Hamill or just your comic book writer for your favorite local comic. But no matter who they are, I want you to remember that one very important thing. They're just people. I'll admit, the fanboy in me would want to go, like, it's Mark Hamill! Ah! Daily scream! And I'm sure they're used to it, but you just got to remember that they're people. Don't do any of the let me follow you to your car soccer shit. Don't make sure your hands aren't sweaty. Just be calm, relax. And then when you get their autograph, you can do the whole fanboy, girl, or whatever you call yourself on the way out. You agree with this, Mike?
I definitely agree with this.
I think it's something, and we know, I say collective we, as in the guests, no, or attendees, no. But when it actually happens, we get so caught up in the moment that we just kind of space out on that, which I understand from both aspects. I do.
And same here. And honestly, because I remember I met Tom Welling at Comic-Con. I lost it.
Dude, when I met Chris Sabat at Anime NYC for its first year, I couldn't even form a complete sentence, so I get that. But as we're writing down with the 5 minutes left that we have, are there any conventions you plan on going to this year? Big ones, small ones, solid okay ones?
This year I plan on going to Brooklyn Comic Con, New York Comic Con, of course.
Well, maybe this year you didn't want to do Comic Con. I can't just assume you want to do Comic Con every year.
And or maybe I might choose between Anime NYC or Ranger Stop in Orlando, Florida.
Well, if your bank account can afford it, I recommend Anime NYC.
Yeah,
however,
I went one year. It was fun.
But if not, I wouldn't recommend it. I would say a couple ones I'm going to are Terrificon in Mohegan Sun, Contropolis in Secaucus, New Jersey. I'm also going to be attending the convention in White Plains, do some networking there. Maybe attend a convention in Manhattan or something. But honestly, if you want to look out for your friendly neighborhood Tyler Man, probably going to be bringing the funk in my queen costume. Because remember, I bring the funk. So we got about 3 minutes left. So, Michael, what's your cosplay name if you have one?
My cosplay is just me, Michael Bradley. That's it.
Wow, that must have taken all of 2 seconds to come up with.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm still working on it, Michael.
So I'm going to ask you to do me a solid.
What's up?
When this conversation is over, please try to think of a better cosplay name than just your actual name. Seriously, you're making us cosplayers look bad.
I definitely will.
Yeah, please and thank you. And if you need my help, I'd be happy to give you one with a friends and family discount.
Definitely.
Oh, and it's our 2 minute time, so we got our trivia question. Kang the Conqueror was originally known as which ancient pharaoh? He was known as Rama Tut. During his first trip through time, Kang decided to go to ancient Egypt. Upon his arrival, Kang used his advanced weapons and robots to take over, and thus became the pharaoh we know as Rama Tut. Michael, do you see the new Ant-Man movie?
No, I did not, but my girlfriend's taking me to see two movies this Friday.
Ant-Man and Wasp. You have a love life. You're a geek. You can have sex, too.
We're going to go see Ant-Man and Wasp and the new Shazam movie.
If I feel like it, I'll see it. But honestly, Marvel's really getting stretched out. We need more X-Men, goddammit. But one more time, who are you? What do you do? Where can people find you?
All right. Thank you for having me. My name is Michael Brogdon. I am a cosplayer here in Staten Island, New York. You guys can find me on Instagram at RedRanger2134 to keep up with my updates. And also, please vote for me as well on the Cosplay Star.
Terrific. Stay tuned next week as I bring another lovely guest as we discuss another lovely topic with your friendly neighborhood Tyler Man. And once those taxes come in, feel free to hook a brother up with some extra dough on his Patreon page, or if you're feeling generous, Venmo. Remember, I like talking to y'all, but I'd like to do it for paid. In the meantime, catch me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or shoot me an email at tylerbrook111@gmail.com and all those other lovely intricacies. And I will be working on some projects, some with Michael, some without Michael. And hopefully you can catch next week's episode. But no matter what you decide to do, remember that one important thing. Stay geeky.